Hello.
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I can speak with Rainan Dothak.
You have the wrong number.
Okay, sir, well, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone online. I would help you manage to participate.
I'll see you as you go along.
Okay. All right, sir. Your first question.
Who are you representing?
Let me open this up.
Who are you representing?
Okay. This is it's a national opinion survey, sir. It's not. We're not representing anybody. It's
where are
it's
you
a
from?
Private company. Okay.
And where are you located?
We're calling from Miami, sir.
And you're located where?
Miami, Florida.
All right.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right, sir. Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 24, 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely voting. Definitely voting.
All right. Just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age?
68. Yes.
Okay, so just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask what is your race? You're white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, or mixed race?
Native American.
Okay, Native American. All right. All right, sir, and please write me your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, okay, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote next year and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. But you mean any number from 0 to 10. All right, 10. All right, sir, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, all right. All right, in thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very
disgusted.
Satisfied. Right, sir, and which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Would that be improving K through 12 public school education, criminal justice reform, the staff's racial profiling, and hold back cops accountable, healthcare costs, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform, protecting our democracy and freedoms, inflation and the economy, standing up and fixing against racial fighting against racial discrimination, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, immigration and border security, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights. You can pick two of those to be the most important to you, okay?
You didn't mention one. You forgot to mention controlling the media so they tell both sides of the story instead of one.
We can only read verbatim, sir. The only what's on the survey, okay?
Well, tell them the media sucks. The border.
Okay, immigration.
I don't believe there's any racial problems. I think the Democrats are causing the racial problems. And I don't believe in this stupid green crap.
So which one would be your next?
I can't even remember. There's so many things that are screwed up right now.
Okay, well, improving K through 12 public school education, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, healthcare costs, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform,
crime and violence.
Crime and violence. All right, thank you. All right, sir, generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Okay, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're getting worse, thanks to the Democrats.
Getting worse, okay.
I don't have a problem with it, and I'm not racist, and a lot of the blacks aren't racist. It's just the idiots that watch these morons on regular TV.
Okay, and how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender?
Not at all.
In your everyday life? Okay. Not at all, right? Okay, sir, and would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country? Would there be much more, somewhat more, the same, somewhat fewer, or a lot fewer?
Why would I have less than other people?
I don't know, sir. That's just what the question I asked.
That's a stupid question on their part. I think I got less, I guess. How's that?
Okay, so be a lot fewer or somewhat fewer?
Somewhat fewer.
Okay. All right, sir, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel cold, very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one is the NAACP.
Fifty.
Donald Trump.
What's bad and what's good? Again?
Zero is cold and unfavorable, and 50 is neutral, and then 100 is good. You know, it's warm and favorable.
100,
okay. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Fifty.
Taylor Swift.
Who cares? She's a freaking... I don't give one damn bit about her.
So what number would you give her?
I wouldn't give her any number. She has nothing to do with this country. She's a damn actor, a singer.
Okay.
Why should she be involved?
You don't have a favorable or unfavorable towards her?
I don't have anything for her.
Okay, let's see. All right. What about Ron DeSantis?
About a 75.
Joe Biden.
Minus 100. How's that?
Okay.
He's a puppet.
All right. What about Democratic
Zero.
Party?
Excuse me?
The Democratic Party.
Democratic Party? Zero.
Yes, sir. And Kamala Harris?
Zero.
Zero. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but the election for president will held today, and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump. Would you vote for Cornel West,
Can
Joe
I ask
Biden,
you a
or
question?
Donald Trump?
Can I ask you
yes,
a question?
Sir.
Why in God's name do you ask me about Taylor Swift, but there's no mention of Hunter Biden, who lives in the freaking state, in the freaking White House? You
well, the survey,
Taylor
like
Swift.
I said, the survey, sir,
well,
you know, the
survey,
it's written by, you know, by these people in Metro Research, right? So I don't have nothing to do
well,
with the survey. I mean,
idiots,
I don't. Okay. Okay.
Moron.
Okay, like I said, okay, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Who? Kanye West?
No. Cornel. Cornel, that's his name. Cornel West, independent.
I would never vote for him, and I would never vote for Biden. So I'd vote for Trump.
Okay. Okay, sir, and how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Would you say very
bullshit.
Worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried at all.
Okay. Okay, now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement, okay? The first one says, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, the other one says, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
No.
Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Would that be strongly, sir, or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Disagree?
Strongly.
Okay. America is on the path to another civil war.
Well, if they don't get rid of Biden and these idiots, they will be.
So would that be strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
We'll somewhat agree with that for now. We'll see what happens after the election.
Okay, what about gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country?
I don't have a problem with it.
So would that be strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I don't think it should be a protected right. They should be able to get married if they want to. You know, I don't know if that's protected any more than a man and a woman is protected.
Okay.
It's
so
not
which
me,
one...
and I don't like it, but if they want to do it, God bless them.
Okay, so be, would that, I mean, in your opinion.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay, well, American democracy is under major threat now.
Strongly agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. All right, sir. Okay, sir, and, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Okay, would you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat
strongly
oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Stronger, okay. All right, sir, in general, do you support, you said it's strong, okay, I already asked. This one, sorry. Okay, now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about, you know, our country. Please tell me which one do you agree with more, okay? The statement A says, some people say America's strength is rooted in traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools and indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting us for solutions today. Diversity should not be consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Okay, that's statement A. Statement B says, other people say America's strength is its, you know, diversity, that we are a nation defined by different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Okay, which of two statements do you agree with more? Much more A, somewhat more A, much more B, or somewhat more B?
I agree with parts of both of them.
Okay, all right. Thank you.